the Mabit, the author of the Sefer Beis Elokim, who lived in Tzfat in the 16th century, asked the question. He says, I don't understand. He said, if so many Talmidei Chachamim and Tzadikim over so many generations davened for Mashiach, they davened for the end of the Galus, and it didn't happen. If Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and Abayin Rava and Rashi and the Ramban and the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon and the Babaji Rebbe, they all davened for the Gula and it didn't happen. So then what? Why do we even have this any optimism that our tefillos, the tefillos of us regular people, will be able to do anything that should have some type of impact? And he offers an answer. He writes that perhaps the reason why the tefillos of all the tzaddikim who came before us didn't actually bring Mashiach is because that time, he says, they were so far away from Mashiach. So each one of their tefillos brought Mashiach that much closer, but because they were so far away, so it didn't put us over the finish line. He says, but we living now in the times, be'ikvas of the Mashiach, the time just close to when Mashiach comes. By the way, the Mabit wrote this in the 16th century. So imagine what he would write if he was living now. He says, maybe we are standing, our tefillos combine with all those who came before us, and we now can push push over the edge and get over the finish line. I want to share with you perhaps a different answer to that question. Now, the question comes from a story that's told about a Talmid Chacham whose name was Rav Yitzchak Vorka. And Rav Yitzchak Vorka, when he passed away, his son Mendela was expecting to get some type of message from Shamayim, come to him in a dream, and no message was coming. So about a month after his father passed away, he went to visit the Kutzker Rebbe. And he went and he asked him, why haven't I heard from my father? And the Kutzker Rebbe, who was very, very close to Yitzchak Vorka, said, he's expected to hear from him. I'm surprised I didn't hear. And so he decides, says the story at least, that the Kutzker Rebbe went up to Shemayim to find Yitzchak Vorka. And he goes looking all different places in Shemayim, to the house of Rashi, and the Rambam, or Kivi Eger, and every place he arrives, said, yeah, he was here, but he left. He runs to the angels, and he asks them, they say, and they told him that they want to find Yitzchak Vorka, you have to go through the forest, the farthest end of Shemayim. So the Kutzker did, he went all the way out that way. Finally comes to the end of the forest, and he sees a huge ocean. And there, leaning on a walking stick, staring out over this vast sea, is Yitzchak Vorka. And the Kutzker Rebbe runs over to him, gives him a hug, and he says to him, like, what's going on? What are you doing here? And Yitzchak points to the ocean. He says, don't you see what this is? And the Kutzker Rebbe says, no, what do you mean? He says, this is the ocean of tears. In it, he says, are all the tears shed over the centuries by Hashem's holy people. And I can't leave this place. I spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I told him about all the people who've suffered so much. And I took a neder that I won't leave this place until Hashem dries up all the tears of the Jewish people. And there are many, many lessons, of course, that can be taken from this story. But for me, the lesson of the story of the ocean of tears is that there is no tefillah, no sincere tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever casts aside. No tefillah that falls on deaf ears. No tefillah that Hashem considers unworthy. Rather, just the opposite, He stores those tefillos, He stores the tears of our tefillos, and He holds them. So why should a Jew continue to daven for the Gula if it hasn't come yet? We don't know when it hasn't come yet. But what we do know is that there's no such thing as a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is a waste. There's no such thing as a sincere tefillah of a Jew that Hashem doesn't hold as precious and so valuable. And so during this time, a time when we need a lot of tefillos for Klal Yisrael, we certainly, each and every one of us should know that if we put in our sincere effort, I can't say where our tefillos will go, what exactly they will, the impact they will have, but we should know that each and every tefillah is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.